Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. I want to talk about something that's a little unusual for this program, but it's something that I went through a couple of weeks ago. And as I went through it, I realized that there are a lot of people going through similar things and people are suffering and you will never even know. I went through a situation where I had a number of things stressing me out in my life. A lot of family problems, a lot of things which I don't want to get into, but a lot of things just happened at the same time and it was just too much. And for the first time in my life, I actually felt like I was suffering from problems with anxiety, stress, worry, to the point where I was jittery. I couldn't sleep at night. I would fall asleep for 5 minutes and then wake up with my heart pounding, thoughts racing in my mind. And I went for about 6 weeks with barely any sleep. 6 weeks where I would get probably 2 hours sleep a night. On some nights I got zero sleep. Zero. I mean literally zero. On a good night, I would probably get 4 hours. And that 4 hours is like broken up. Half an hour here, 1 hour there, half hour, adding up to 4 hours, and that would be a good night. And I went through that for 6 weeks. I was so anxious that I simply could not turn my brain off. My body would be tired. I would take things that I normally take, like Gravol, Piriton, whatever, these over-the-counter things that normally would put me to sleep. But now, I would find myself groggy, drowsy, yet my mind could not shut off. For the first time in my life, I was overwhelmed by problems I was going through, and I didn't know if I could deal with it. Man, I called every pastor I knew to pray for me, anybody I could think of to pray for me, and I finally realized what other people go through. That many times people would call for prayer, and I would admit that sometimes I would find it a little annoying. You know, I would think, why don't these people just pray for themselves? And this is the first time I was actually able to put myself in their shoe and realize there are people suffering and they really need help. I realized that there are many other people going through similar problems where they simply cannot sleep at night. The trials of life have bubbled over to a point where they are overwhelmed and they simply do not know how to cope with what's going on. And yes, we all know the scripture that says, be anxious for nothing. Take no thought for tomorrow. We know all of those scriptures. We know the scriptures that say, fear not. Yet, when the anxiety hits you, you simply do not know how to turn it off. Your brain just can't deal with it. Your mind just can't deal with it. And I went through that, and I will tell you, it was torment. It was like a nightmare, except that you are awake. It's a waking nightmare. I did everything that I could do. Cast out the devil, rebuke the devil, quote scripture, cry out to God. Yet, nothing would work. You know, I would wake up in the night with my heart pounding, totally anxious, with my brain racing, all kind of fears going through my mind. And I would rebuke it. I would quote the scripture. At what time I'm afraid, I trust in you. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is stayed on you. God has not given us a spirit of fear. I would quote all of those scriptures. By the time you battle with it and you calm yourself down, the sleep has left you. And I learned that a lot of other people go through very similar things. Some people go on psychiatric drugs. In fact, I had one person told me, that this kind of problem doesn't really go away unless you take psychiatric drugs. They say one of the reasons people go through that kind of anxiety where you can't sleep is because there's a part of your brain called the amygdala, or amygdala, however you pronounce it. And this is the emotional part of the brain. It is part of your fight or flight response mechanisms. And when there is stress, or what the brain perceives as danger, anxiety, it becomes stimulated. And under normal cases, it will destimulate and go back to normal. But sometimes when the stimulation is so strong, it could become overstimulated and then it does not go back to normal. So even though the trial may be gone, the anxiety related to it still remains, and your brain remains in that hyperactive state. So you're always anxious, you're always jittery, you can't sleep, yet the problem is gone. There's no real danger. And that's a real problem. It's easy when somebody is going through that to logically reason with them and say, hey, the problem is gone. What you're afraid of cannot happen. It's done, it's gone. But that doesn't help them. When you're going through this kind of problem, it's unusual because you have two problems going on at the same time. You have sleep and you have anxiety, and they go hand in hand. If you don't sleep, you find yourself more anxious. And the more anxious you are, the harder it is to fall asleep. So both of these problems have to be solved at the same time. You need to be able to reduce that anxiety before you could sleep. And when you sleep, you will find that it'll be a lot easier to deal with the anxiety and the stress and the worries of life. So one person told me that usually the only way that could be resolved is by taking some kind of psychiatric drugs. And I'm terrified of those drugs. I had no intentions of taking them. So my wife and I prayed and we came up with a strategy. We did some reading on the internet. There is something called serotonin, which is something that helps your brain to relax. So if your brain is overstimulated and you're anxious, what your body needs is serotonin. And that serotonin is what helps your brain to calm down, and that will in turn help you to sleep. So in our reading, we found that there are a number of things that you could do. Being out in the sun, exercise helps your body to produce serotonin. There is a supplement called HTP, which I started taking. And then I decided I'm going to implement this now. So I did all of those things every day. And at night, I would read my Bible, starting from Genesis 1, and I would go all the way to Revelation 22 if I had to. But I would read the Bible not with the intention of studying it, but just reading it, going through all the details, including Abraham begat Isaac and Isaac begat Jacob, all of that. You're reading all of that. And you're not skimming it through. You're going through it in detail. You're reading every word. And I decided, look, I'm going to read my Bible. I'm not going to lie down in bed wide awake and not be able to sleep. I'm just going to read the Bible until I either fall asleep or I finish reading the Bible. All right, so the first night I read the Bible from 12 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I finally fell asleep at 4:30. So I got a couple of hours in, a couple of hours sleep. Was not exactly a great night. Second night, I started reading the Bible. I started to feel sleepy after about 1 hour, and I fell asleep. I probably got 4 hours sleep that night, but considering that it was 4 hours sleep without any sleeping tablets, that was a huge victory. And since then, I have been able gradually to get my sleep back in order, to the point now where for the last few nights I've been falling asleep at 10:30, and that is unusual for me. Normally I sleep at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. God has been restoring my sleep And I'm so thankful for that. I know that there are many other people going through the same problem, and I just wanted to share my experience with you. Next week, I'm going to share a lot more stuff from the scriptures relating to it. If you're having sleep problems, and I know many of you are, try what I did. Daily exercise, maybe half an hour to an hour every day. Get about 15 minutes in the sun. If you could get a supplement called HTP, that'll really help. And then, if you can't sleep, pray. Read the Bible. Even what you perceive to be the boring parts of the Bible. The science behind that is clear. When you give your brain something monotonous to do, your brain starts to realize, okay, I would rather sleep than do this. So, try these things. And next 2 weeks, I'm going to talk a lot more about this. I'm going to share some scriptures that really help me deal with this. So between now and then, be safe. God bless you, and I'll see you then. If you have any questions about this, feel free to call me at 343-5014. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God, and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God, and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends. God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.